With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former President Trump, reflecting on his ascent to the highest office in the land.
We went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over. We've just done it.
In his first public speech since leaving office in January, Trump said he will be actively working to elect strong, tough, and smart Republicans.
We will take back the House, we will win the Senate, and then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House. And I wonder who that will be.
The former president told a CPAC audience that the 2020 election was rigged, as he both aired his grievances about Democrats and outlined his plans to lead conservatives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, close on the heels of winning FDA approval over the weekend, a third coronavirus vaccine is being distributed nationwide. As of this morning,
Johnson & Johnson is shipping out nearly 4 million doses of the newest COVID-19 vaccine. The White House says the entire stockpile of the single-dose vaccine will go out immediately. J&J will deliver about 60 million more doses by the end of March and 100 million total by the end of June. But distribution would be backloaded.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Calling the allegations credible, House Speaker Pelosi joining other Democrats urging a genuinely independent investigation of sexual harassment allegations against New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. Immigration expected to be high on the agenda. President Biden held a virtual meeting today with his Mexican counterpart. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features up 291 points. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. A man died after a shootout with police. They responded to a shots fired call Saturday night on Berwick Avenue in Clay County. After taking fire, they fired back. The unnamed man died at the hospital. No one else was hurt. No word yet on how a football star from this area died. Louis Nix III was reported missing last week. This past Saturday, police said his car had been pulled out of a pond, and Sunday, Nix's family said they'd been told he was dead, but not what had happened to him. Nix played at Raines High School, then Notre Dame, then did stints with the Texans, the Giants, and finally the Jaguars. One bicycle rider was killed, and two others are lucky to be alive after being hit by the same car. News for Jax reports St. Johns County Police is saying that overnight yesterday, the car swerved into the bicycle lane on US 1 North. A man died and two women were seriously hurt. All of the victims are from out of state. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look. Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Financial issues plague us all, especially in these uncertain times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these difficult financial times every weekday from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic around NAS Jax. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Early showers clearing by afternoon. The high today, 83. This evening, we'll see some light rain and an overnight low of 58 right now. It is 69 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. According to the Washington Post, airlines and other travel entities may start requiring passengers to have a COVID-19 vaccine passport for traveling. With COVID-19 cases declining over the past several weeks, governors throughout the country are lifting restrictions like indoor capacity and mask mandates. And the COVID stimulus bill passes the U.S. House and now moves on to the U.S. Senate.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
Coming up on 4 minutes after 7 a.m., following the morning show later on in the morning, but also you can catch the podcast. Some things extend a little bit further than the morning show because of time and things like that, but you can always catch us at the podcast. Just go to WBOB.com and click on the Ed Dean Extra. It's good to have everybody here as we move along. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, the U.S. House, of course, passes the COVID-19 stimulus relief package. Now it goes on to the U.S. Senate, where for the most part, won't be done as far as changing the spending around. It looks like it's going to pass unanimously without any opposition, of course, from the Democrats. Republicans may oppose it, but then again, it looks like it is ready to go when it comes to the issue of passing overall. But as Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace points out, that most of it, according to the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, is nothing but wasteful spending.
Congressional Budget Office says that more than one-third of the total bill, $700 billion, be spent between 2022 and 2031. The bill would give $170 billion to schools from elementary through college, but the CBO projects that 95% of that money will be spent from 2022 through 2028. And let me drill down even further. $480 million of the COVID relief bill would go to the arts, humanities, museums, libraries. Again, what does that have to do with emergency COVID relief and getting kids back into school?
Simple question, but can anybody answer it? Of course not. I mean, not especially from the left. Us as conservatives can answer that as well. Even the Wall Street Journal points out, of all the wasteful amount of spending inside this COVID package, that just seems to have nothing to do with COVID-related instances.
Planning, funding, and $112 million for Bay Area Rapid Transit. There's also $1.5 million for a bridge that connects the United States, New York State, with Canada up near Cornwall, Ontario. Excerpt from a Wall Street Journal editorial about all of this. It said, quote, "No wonder Democrats want to pass all this on a partisan vote. It's a progressive blowout for the ages that does little for the economy but will finance Democratic interest groups for years. Please don't call it COVID."
Again, that's co-host of America Reports, John Roberts. So they're not going to put a $15 an hour minimum wage. It's not going to be able to pass a deal from a parliamentarian aspect of it. It won't be allowed. And then, of course, budget reconciliation. I know a lot of it gets a little bit too deep in the woods here and deep in the weeds. But Democrats say they're going to look to maybe have a backdoor effort to get the $15 hour minimum wage hike. Senator Bernie Sanders and other Democrats are talking about levying taxes on payrolls of large corporations that don't compensate workers beginning at $15 an hour. And they also would take away several other tax credits that companies benefit from.
Senator Bernie Sanders, one of the chief proponents of raising the wage, said that he is going to get creative. He said he's working on a new measure that would get rid of tax deductions for big businesses that don't pay at least $15 an hour. Proposed things like this before. There was the Stop Walmart Act that he put forth a couple of years ago that would have prevented companies from buying back their stock unless they paid at least $15 an hour. He had a Stop Bezos Act, in which he had that beef with Amazon, if you remember, that would have forced them to pay for some of the government services that he said their workers were using.
The renowned independent socialist, as he calls himself, says that this is such a mainstream issue, companies do need to get on board.
The truth is that when you talk about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, when you're talking about expanding health care to all people as a human right, when you talk about effectively taking on climate change, when you talk about making public colleges and universities tuition free, these are not far left ideas. These are common sense ideas that the majority of the American people support. And we're going to fight to make sure that they're implemented.
COVID cases going down, hospitalization, death rates going down as well. TheHill.com reports that they're doing this again. The states, a lot of them, even some of the Republican states, are looking to lift restrictions dealing with indoor capacity and mask wearing mandates. How about that?
Governors across the country are lifting coronavirus restrictions, including mask mandates and capacity limits. The moves in several states, given that while cases and hospitalizations have declined dramatically in recent weeks.
From TheHill.com, but host of Tucker Carlson Tonight, Tucker Carlson says you've got some studies out there that needs to be questioned and debated about whether or not the lockdowns, restrictive measures, and mask wearing actually controlled the stopping of the spread of the pandemic.
Turns out, coronavirus lockdowns are actually not necessary.
A new study in the European Journal of Clinical Investigations has found that mandatory lockdown orders, and we're quoting now, may not provide significantly more benefits to slowing the spread of the disease than other voluntary measures.
So does the measures work out there as well? But Republican from Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves, says, according to the report by some of those in the White House, are not happy with some of the states lifting the restrictions. He says that Democrats and Republican governors need to push back against the Biden administration.
It's very important that governors have autonomy to do what's best for their constituents. And when you talk about the notion of lockdowns, one of the reasons people are so concerned about that right now is because some of the leading experts that are advising the Biden administration are certainly suggesting that. And so we're going to push back against that as well. And I'm glad to hear that there are Republican and Democrat governors across the country that agree that that's not the right approach to take.
A couple weeks back at a town hall meeting with CNN, President Biden said he will support his original plan of canceling $10,000 worth of student debt loan forgiveness. The libs want $50,000. But according to a new Yahoo Finance poll, student debt forgiveness, the majority of Americans do not support student loan forgiveness. Yahoo Finance reporter Jessica Smith.
Well, the Harris poll and Yahoo Finance did this survey, and we found that less than half of Americans actually support any student loan forgiveness. 46% said they supported some level, 54% oppose it. The idea was actually the most popular among college graduates and households making more than $100,000 a year. The higher income households more likely to have student debt.
Yep, the poll also shows among the Yahoo Finance out there, again, 54% oppose student loan debt forgiveness. 46% support it. The new survey found that 81% of people with student debt owed more than about $10,000. Interesting, high-income households and college graduates with higher student debt were more likely to go along with supporting the forgiveness. 50% of those making more than $100,000 per year, yep, higher income supported student debt forgiveness out there. But according to Ashley Harrington for the Center for Responsible Lending, you must go along with the first step to address this. It's not to partial here and partial there. No, it's to cancel it all. That's the first way to go.
There are a number of major problems with our students, how we finance higher education. But the first step has to be cancellation. That will disproportionately impact low-income borrowers, Black borrowers, and other borrowers of color. People in default. So the ones who are struggling the most, people in default, people don't realize most of them are struggling not on huge amounts of debt. They're struggling on 10K or 20K, or you will provide a stimulus to the economy. So any fix to our higher ed financing system has to start with cancellation.
Has to start with the area of cancellation. The Washington Post has a story out that says, not through so much through legislative ideas, but they say that be ready to look out for what may be talked about this year for traveling, a COVID vaccine passport, either on your phone or you may have a piece of paper to show. Before you get on an airplane or rent a car or maybe a cruise line, you've got to show it, and they won't let you on unless you show that COVID vaccine. You got it, the vaccination passport.
Vaccines are a part of modern life, required for attending school, before immigrating, and traveling to some countries. Yet as more people each day receive COVID-19 vaccines, society must tackle a big problem before things return to pre-pandemic normal. How to verify who has been vaccinated? Enter the Digital Vaccine Certificate, or Vaccine Passport. Here's how they might work. When a patient is vaccinated, their participating doctor or clinic creates a unique digital certificate. The proof of vaccination can be stored for later in an encrypted digital wallet, on a smartphone, or chip card. When the vaccinated patient travels, they open the pass with biometric ID or thumbprint. The airline, venue, or office scans the pass, but only sees a yes or no confirmation if the passenger satisfies set requirements, matched to their ticket and identification. President Biden signed an executive order calling for the federal government to study the feasibility of electronic vaccine records. And yet, even without government sanctioning, airlines and others are moving ahead, adapting technologies from COVID-19 test checks for vaccination passport apps.
Wow, man.
Even the music playing is creepy on that.
I know. I couldn't get it without the music.
Move to another country now before it's too late, before they won't let you out.
I mean, a passport, how do you feel about this?
I don't like the idea. I think it's real creepy.
Give me an example real quick.
Well, you know, they basically are restricting your ability to travel
right,
based upon what you allow someone to put in your body. That's
you know, doesn't make me feel comfortable.
Yeah, I think the marketplace, as you pointed out earlier, will decide this. You know what? Wait, you can't fly on our airplane unless you got that ticket that shows you got the vaccination. Another airline may sit back and say, hey, listen, we got safe distancing. We're practicing CDC guidelines. Don't need the paper. Just come on board. So, more coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Coming up next, we'll take your calls. Interesting on the COVID vaccination. Some of you email me think it's a smart way to go. It'll save time in lines instead of trying to get a testing. Or do you need to show a test that you haven't had a COVID in the last week or 3 weeks? What do you guys, is this the sign of the times that you got to have a paper or something on your phone that show that you got that COVID vaccine shot? Roger pointed out earlier, what's to the proof that you can't fake it?
Yeah.
What is your view on this? I'd love to hear your view. 831-0600. Your call's up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with some stop-and-go traffic on 95 headed north, right between Phillips and Southside. It's from an earlier accident that still has the left lane blocked. Add an extra 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Rainy with thunderstorms early today, our high 83. More showers tonight with a low of 58. Right now, 70 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
The Brandon Groover News Hour is a talk radio show sponsored by Elite Home Health, where all viewpoints are respected. Everything is balanced against the facts. Political correctness will not get in the way of solutions. Brandon Groover is starting a movement that will bring Americans together while keeping her great and holding our leaders accountable. No spin allowed. Brandon Groover wants to hear from you Fridays at 5 p.m. on WBOB 600 AM and 101.1 FM.
All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Chris on line 12. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, I think this vaccine mandate for riding public transportation is like, where are your papers? It kind of reminds me of Nazi Germany. You know, we have these other diseases that are known killers: rubella, mumps, measles. They're known killers. They, you know, everybody gets it, usually dies what is it, like less than 1% of the people that got in the Chinese Communist Party virus has died? And then what about the people that already have had it? You don't really need the vaccine. And then there's also people that have hyper immune systems, like people with psoriasis, you know, they have really high immune systems. And then there's also people that have been responsible and got the nasal swab test and the antibodies test, both negative, and they've been on hydroxychloroquine since then. It's just, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing.
Do you have a problem? I'm kind of with you. I'm not a fan of the vaccine. I mean, if you want to take the vaccines, that's fine. I'm not against that. But I mean, this whole thing about, well, unless you get the vaccination shot, we're not going to allow you on our planes. I'm like, what?
Where are your papers?
Hold on. Be careful about it because I'm just saying, you'll get some people sit back and go, well, Chris, do you have a problem with showing your papers before you vote? Before you go into a gun store, you got to show your concealed weapons permit if you want to break. I'm just saying, you're going to get, I'll get emails.
That's different.
How is it different?
That's, I think voting and driving and these kind of things are more, I guess they are rights, but somewhat like your driver's license, that's more of a privilege.
Right.
And I don't think somebody has to have an ID. In a free society, you can walk around a free society without having to have ID. Once you have the point where you have to have your papers wherever you go, you're no longer in a free society.
No, we've been that way for years. I don't have a problem of showing my ID. We want to do it with illegal immigrants.
Oh, yeah, I agree totally, but still, you don't have to show it if you don't want to in a free society.
Roger's got a comment. Wait a second.
It really depends on where you live, because when I went away to college in Atlanta, they told us we had to carry our student ID with us everywhere because there were vagrancy laws in the city of Atlanta where if you didn't have your ID on it, you could be arrested for not having your ID. So maybe Atlanta's not a free society. I get
it. Well, vagrancy laws do have their consequences.
Right.
That's true. That's a good point.
With respect to this COVID pass,
vagrancy laws. I'm not going to interrupt you. I like what he said, vagrancy laws, because it just has so many problems of giving all these rights to homeless people. But right. Go ahead. I digress. Go ahead, Rob.
I think the whole COVID pass thing, they're kind of late to the party. Every time we get new numbers coming out with COVID infections, it's going down. Before, we're not going to have a COVID problem, but requiring people to have a COVID passport when it's really no longer an issue.
I'm with you.
You know?
I am totally with you. And you said something the first hour. By the way, any parts of the morning show you missed in the first hour, just go to WBOB.com and you can download it. Roger said something that, again, amen. He says, hey, wait a second. You know what's going to happen? You're just going to turn away. You're going to lose business, number one. You said let the marketplace.
Some people are going to dig their heels in and say, no, I'm not getting a COVID passport.
I'm going on the other airline.
Exactly. And if another airline needs to sell more tickets, then they won't require a COVID passport. There's not a government mandate.
And by the way, you want to see business go down for the cruise ships?
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, I'm not going to take a look at. I'm not going to go down the path of showing my COVID vaccine report down there. I mean, can I ask a question? Duh. If we are sanitizing everything, we're cleaning up everything. Then what's the point of having a COVID vaccine then? I mean, are we not technically, cruises already talking about? I mean, we've reported this at floridadaily.com. Cruise lines and hotels later this year, the bookings are going up because we're told that the vaccines are working, right? If that's the case, but then again, we were told that before, whether or not you took the vaccine or not, we were already cleaning up places like that, like with restaurants. We're not going to check your papers. We're going to clean up everything after the fact, whether you wear a mask or not. I mean, it's one after the other. You get what I'm saying? Vaccines plus the mask plus the double mask plus social distancing. I mean, it's just all of this. I mean, just tell me, what do you think? I know science is evolving, but again, I like what your point is. And I think you're correct that if one restaurant says, you got to do this, another restaurant says, hey, come on in, you don't have to wear the mask. I got to tell you, it's all based on the free market. You know what I'm saying? So I think you're exactly correct. Maureen. Hey, Maureen. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling.
The reason I'm calling is I've had both of my COVID shots at Publix. The first time I went, they gave me a card with the date and all the information of the shot. And when I went the second time, they put the second one on there. So I carry it with me wherever I go.
Yeah, I mean, hey, does your work, or have you heard from friends, Maureen? There has been conversation about some of the workers out there that if they want to go back to work, unless they don't want to stay home, they have to show, like, quote, their vaccine papers. Does that go along with what your company does, or have you heard that with some friends?
I'm retired. You have to be over 65 to get the shots, But a girlfriend of mine who lives in Texas, she's had the shots also, and they had to be in long car lines out in different country areas to get it. And she has her card with her, the same thing. Okay. So I know she didn't go to Publix.
So they get a card, so they don't, there's not like something that you can scan or put on your phone as of right now, I guess.
Well, I guess you could if you knew how to do it. I'm not that savvy, but, you know, all the information's on the card.
And by the way, 65? You sound like more like 35.
Well, thank you.
No, I was like, man, I was asking about the work. That's why I asked the question. So, hey, Maureen, that's a good piece of information. I appreciate the call this morning.
Yeah, it's a real hard card, so it doesn't get messed up, you know, square card. You just bring it with you. It takes you anywhere.
Mm. All right. I appreciate it. Can you get it laminated? They tell you not to laminate your Social Security card.
The precursor to the COVID passport.
That's right.
Maureen's got one.
Yeah, Mike Lindell. It's the mark of the beast. All right. More coming up next. 720. Did you see where he was being interviewed by Right Side Broadcasting? They had to mute him because he was saying some stuff that wasn't allowed on YouTube.
I missed that.
I watched. It's kind of funny. Oh, man. One of my friends says, go get another conspiracy pillow, will you, Ed? I'm like, wow, man. All right, more coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed north a little before Alta Drive. It's from an earlier accident that still has the right lane blocked. So be aware and add an extra 6 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Rainy with thunderstorms early today, our high 83. More showers tonight with a low of 58. Right now, 70 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
If you've been listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour Friday afternoons from 5 to 6 on WBOB, you heard accurate predictions of the outcome of the presidential election, the D.C. incident, and the Georgia Senate election, the Lot J vote, and more. Hear from the newsmakers and call in at 904-831-0600. Live, local, and it keeps you ahead of everyone else. The Brandon Groover News Hour, Fridays 5 to 6 on WBOB. Sponsored by Elite Home Health.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Roger, I got to get a hold of you or AJ. Has got to hook me up with Brandon Groover, man. Anybody that can predict the outcome of an election... And all, I mean, I need to know what my rate of return from my Roth IRA. I want to hook up with this guy.
Well, the pollsters.
He's
say
successful, by the way, too. So
yeah, the pollsters say they know who's going to win the election.
But I've emailed him. I'm at the show up here.
He hasn't written me back.
No, I need Brandon Groove on my radio show. I need to predict what my hunting weekend's going to look like this week before turkey season starts. Come on, folks, a little humor. He's a good guy, man. So, anyway, more coming up next. 904-831-0600. The latest, the liberal left. Wait till you hear what's coming up next. This whole thing about cancel culture is taking place. Forget about, we had this debate. Well, it's in New York. Oh, it's in Oregon. Oh, it's in California. No, it's coming around here, folks. If you don't believe me, by the way, what is, it depends maybe your term of what cancel culture is.
Yeah.
For example, we are renaming schools after Confederate leaders, right? Now, if you want to rename them after Klan members, I got no problem. But, I mean, Robert E. Lee, was he a big Klan member or whatever? I mean, you'd have to get rid of Abraham Lincoln High School, wouldn't you? I mean, he did support slavery as well, if you want to go down that road.
Yeah, they're running a special on him right now on CNN. He was a white supremacist.
Yeah, well, really.
Things we never knew.
So technically, Roger, am I right or wrong? Couldn't that be, quote, cancel culture?
Well, it's not really the same if someone's already passed away, Cancel culture means I want to ruin your ability to earn an income. You're going to lose your job for something you said that had nothing to do with your job.
All right.
And then try to, you know, destroy
I guess it's in the, you. Just, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder. We've got more of that coming up next. Plus President Trump's comments at CPAC. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former President Trump reflecting on his ascent to the highest office in the land, saying it's been a truly unique journey and adding that it's only just begun. Mr. Trump addressing CPAC in Florida over the weekend. Close on the heels of winning FDA approval over the weekend, a third coronavirus vaccine. This, a single-shot vaccine by Johnson & Johnson, being distributed across the country as of this morning. Calling the allegations credible, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is joining other Democrats, urging a truly independent probe of sexual harassment allegations against New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. Right now, the Dow futures up 298 points, for a gain of 1%. NASDAQ futures 152 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. The family of a Jacksonville football star says they have as little information as anyone about how he died. Louis Nix III was reported missing this past Wednesday. On Saturday, police said his car had been pulled out of a pond, and yesterday Nix's family said they'd been told he was dead, but not what had happened to him. Nix started his career at Raines High School, went on to play at Notre Dame, then did a stint with the Houston Texans before ending up with the Jaguars. Nix was shot this past December at a gas station in Jacksonville, saying afterwards that it was while he was being robbed. A shots fired call came in, and as soon as police got there, shots were fired at them. This was Saturday night at an apartment complex on Berwick Avenue in Clay County. Police fired back, hitting the shooter, who died shortly after arriving at the hospital. No one else was hurt, and there's no word as of yet on how the whole thing got started. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon on WBOB.
Now, this White House has an alliance with the activist media to not be covered at all whatsoever under any circumstances. Not what policies they're pushing, not what ideas they're advancing, not what treaties they're trying to negotiate, nothing.
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed north a little before Ulta Drive. It's from an earlier accident that still has the right lane blocked. So be aware and add an extra 6 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Rainy with thunderstorms early today, our high 83. More showers tonight with a low of 58. Right now, 70 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With COVID-19 cases declining over the past several weeks, governors throughout the country are lifting restrictions like indoor capacity and mask mandates. The COVID stimulus bill passes the U.S. House and now moves on to the U.S. Senate. And according to the Washington Post, airlines and other travel entities may start requiring passengers to have a COVID-19 vaccine passport for traveling.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Somebody asked this question. If we need to rush money in right away to get schools reopened, why is it that the majority of $170 billion, according to the Congressional Budget Office, when it comes to schools, most of it isn't spent till 2022 to 2028? If I need money, I need it now. Why would I want to wait to spend all the money out down the road in the future?
My question is, they need money now to open the schools back up. What specifically do they want to spend it on?
That's another good question. You know? This exchange came up between host of The Story, Martha McCallum, and school union rep Dr. Robin Cooper, where McCallum says, wait a second, doctors are telling us we can, social workers, everybody can go back to work, but yet why are you reps out there with the unions aren't willing to reopen up all the schools right away?
All across the country, kids have gone back to school, and the transmission is extremely low in schools. In fact, I had one doctor tell me, you know, you've got healthcare workers back at work, social workers back at work, daycare workers back at work, and the teachers are no different in this situation.
So if we had a responsibility to get it right, why not take our time and get it correctly? We should go back to school when it can be done safely and responsibly. I think that's something that should be given.
I guess your description of safe and responsible is different than the CDC's, because the CDC says it is safe for everyone to go back. Dr. Fauci said that schools should be back, and every other essential worker community in the entire country has gone back, except for some of the city teachers.
Roger, listen,
are the teachers still getting paid while the schools are
closed? Yeah.
All right, well, so I.
Well, come on, Roger. I wasn't going to blame all their teachers.
My heart goes out. You know, I'm originally from the city of Chicago. Winter times in Chicago, no joke. I can imagine them wanting to stay home, to be frank with you. Having to go out and brave the elements in Windy City. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. But, you know, what's funny is when you, for those of you out there, we talked about this last summer. And we talked about, I mean, this was pretty much like a softball. I mean, once you do the research, it's almost like a softball being thrown at you. Because I think parents are getting ticked off about this. I don't think the unions realize all this. I think they're nonsense about the COVID cases when the numbers aren't really there to what they thought. Remember, it was the teachers unions, for example. This was nationwide, but in the state of Florida as well. Remember, last May and last June, they coordinated with local school districts to reopen up schools September or August. It didn't matter.
Right.
They coordinated about their own safety measures because they already got billions of dollars out there. And the question is, why is it that Florida can reopen up schools but not the rest of the country? But the other question is now they're stalling. And I guess what I'm asking is because they wanted to have at least 14 days of zero transmission of COVID-19. Folks, you know what that means?
Having nothing to do with school, by the way.
Good point.
You know, zero transmission of people who are not going to school. In fact, we ran the story here on this program that one of the safest places to be to not get COVID-19 was at your school.
Right. Great point. Yeah.
So if the kids don't want to get COVID, the teachers don't want to get it, the safest place to go is school.
Yeah. And then they came up with all these demands of things that weren't even COVID related in order to reopen up the schools. Cancer culture. I am always curious. Could not be like we talked about changing school names, whether you agree with it or not. And the schools can do this if the parents want to do it every few years. You don't like the name, change it. I got no problem with that, whatever. But it gets old after a while. Cancel culture. Could it be things about we cancel culture currently, or what about things in the past? Here is liberal TV host Bill Maher, host of HBO's Real Time. I agree with this guy 100%. He says the cancel culture is a complete joke. And he says, forget about this all being in California, New York. He says, it will come to a town near you.
Liberals need a stand your ground law for cancel culture, so that when the woke mob comes after you for some ridiculous offense, you'll stand your ground. Stop apologizing.
Right.
Because cancel culture is real, it's insane, and it's growing exponentially, and it's coming to a neighborhood near you. A society of walking on eggshells, always looking over your shoulder about getting ratted out for something that actually has nothing to do with your character or morals. Think about everything you've ever texted, emailed, searched for, tweeted, blogged, or said in passing, or now even just witnessed. Someone had a Confederate flag in their dorm room in 1990 and you didn't do anything?
Yeah, I mean, he is exactly correct. And by the way, how is it that a minority of crowd can dictate on how a company should do its business? Because, for example, what is it? The Hyatt Hotel, I guess, held all the CPAC. Now a bunch of Dems and a bunch of leftists out there want to go out and talk about protesting the Hyatt Motel. I'm sorry.
Wow,
I just told you where I stayed at. Anyway, no, the Hyatt Hotel. I mean, give me a break out there.
Exactly. You know, it's demonizing and vilification, and they want to ruin people's lives for not conforming to political correctness. That's really what it boils down to.
And 62% of Americans say they have opinions they're afraid to share. 80% of Americans, young, old, rich, poor, conservative, liberal, white, minority, all hate the current atmosphere of hypersensitivity. Yeah, everybody hates it and no one stands up to it. Because it's always the safe thing to swallow what you really think and just join the mob.
You know, Roger, he's exactly correct. There's an old saying, the struggle is real, yo.
Mm-hmm.
The struggle is always real. And yet, sometimes it's, for example, hey, Ed, when I come home and I get this, husband or wife, you've had a long day. You got to deal with children. You got to deal with bills. You got to deal with this. If you own a company, you got to deal with payroll. You don't want to be bothered. Ed, I don't want to go to that county commission meeting tonight. I don't want to go to that school board, the state house, the town hall meeting, the city council, because they're pushing a measure. But sometimes you got to go in order to stop it.
And to keep your golf fees low.
That's right. You're never going to stop it altogether. It's always going to be an onslaught, but you got to slow the speed of it coming. Sometimes when the county commissioner or city council wants to do this, put it off. Oh, well, that's going to come up next year. Yeah, but why wait? Either you do it now or you got to deal with it later. It's kind of like saying you deal with your health now, which is better. Otherwise, you deal with it later, it gets worse, okay? And yet you've got to struggle. The fight, not fight with fisticuffs. I'm talking the mental challenge, some would say spiritual challenge, the political challenge. You can't let the other side, the liberals win, because they're winning, folks. It's unfortunate. They're winning. And sometimes you pick and choose the battles out there. I get it. Some rank higher, some rank lower. I understand that as well. Yours may be gun control. Yours may be censorship on social media. Yours may be abortion. Yours may be government spending. I get it. Not everybody's the same. By the way, just want to remind everybody that. Not everybody's the same. But when it comes to this whole cancel culture, why is it that we let people, well, this guy got accused of this and this gal, so let's automatically suspend him, unless without any proof, or let's automatically just, they shouldn't run for office. Now, let the voters decide. Listen, Marjorie Greene, who said some ridiculous comments about 9/11 and QAnon, but the Democrats want to I don't agree with her comments, but I'm not going to kick her out of office. And let the voters decide.
I think she's a nut job, okay? But she said something over the weekend or like late last week that I was right on about. I'm thinking, wow.
AOC is a nut job. Having said that, I don't want to let the voters decide. If the voters want to continue to put her back, then I let the marketplace decide.
Right.
And if the marketplace decides, unfortunately, that we want a bunch of transgender sports outfits going on left and right, and boys are girls and girls are boys, we change everything around like Bizarro World and the DC comic books and Superman, I don't like it. I don't support it. But if the marketplace here decides to sit back and says, well, we want special rights for LGBT, I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if the marketplace decides in your community, it's unfortunate. And by the way, sometimes the marketplace decides because you listening, are too, unfortunately, a little lazy to go out and do something about it. Well, I'm not saying it's your top tier issue, but
most people do not live in AOC's district. They can't vote for her. Most people don't live in Marjorie Greene's district. But you know, both those ladies have one thing in common: they're getting
crazy.
They're getting money from around the country, people who support them.
So I'm just saying, sometimes you can't wait for other people. Like, well, Ed, I'm listening. And by the way, I'm blessed that all of you listen to me and Roger. I really am. Well, we listen to Ed and Roger too, and that's fine. If you want to, I'm flattered to sit back and determine what your views are. I'm the conservative. There ain't nothing liberal about me. By the way, I approve anybody to tell me where I'm a liberal at. If you can show where I'm, because you know me, Roger, I'm a purist. If I'm wrong, I admit it. You know that. I'm like, man, he's right. I need to owe that guy some money or something like that. But the bottom line
is, you stood up for Dominion voting machines.
Yeah. Well, no, I asked where the proof was. So that made me a liberal. So did Rush Limbaugh and other people as well. Heaven rest his soul. But anyway, what I'm getting at is that sometimes you've got to go out and just take a stand on these things. And we're just, and I like it that many of you sit back and go, well, we're going to listen to Ed and Roger. They're going to have information about who this candidate is running for office. Yeah, we will. But folks, I mean this respectfully. Continue to listen to us, but do your own homework out there. Right, Rog?
Yeah.
We might have missed something that we didn't see from a candidate that some of you can inform us. Please, I'm all for it. Nobody cares about my opinion. I care about yours. At 831-0600, which is going to take some calls right now. But we might have missed something on some information. But when some of you call up and go, well, I heard this. Well, where did you hear it from? Well, sometimes we have to question the source. But sometimes we miss it as well. So, all right, let's go to Brian on line 8. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, it's funny to me. I'm a left-leaner, and I've warned all my friends for about 3 years that the problem with cancel culture is it's all sweet and dandy when your team's in control. What happens when society makes a shift And then all of a sudden the people canceling people are the people who you've been canceling. But cancel culture isn't new. I mean, we've been burning Harry Potter books in the 90s, burning rap records in the 80s. Cancel culture has
That's
been alive and strong.
I never thought about
States
that.
Since the Salem witch trials. So
yeah.
I think a lot of people have really bad memories when it comes to like one or two terms of a presidency. They just forget everything that came before it. And it's unfortunate.
Brian, you know, some would call it decency standards, depending on the spin. You brought up an interesting case. I guess you could use the term, for example, when NWA, Straight Outta Compton, came out with certain music that I wouldn't, I don't have any kids, but I wouldn't let them listen to. But having said that, if it was the marketplace for a hip-hop station, let them listen to it. If you don't like it, turn the dial. But you, to your point, if you kind of look at it, I guess you could say it is kind of a little bit of cancer culture.
I mean, we've done it in the 60s. It was Allen Ginsberg and the poem How. I mean, we had the clear and present danger doctrine at one time where we could find what you said to be a threat to your country. We've been a canceling people for a very long time.
Interesting.
It's just now, I think the internet and our technology, what I've noticed is that it makes things seem like they happen more when it's really not. It's just that you know about it more than you used to.
Yeah.
And if you look at, like, people who assume that children are being kidnapped at a higher rate, no, you just hear about it more. Because we're all connected now with our little phones.
Yeah. Brian, you kind of made me think they're cancel culture.
Because I was just thinking this morning, where does this begin? You know, and I was thinking, you know, yeah. A lot more recent, but he brought something real good up. Salem witch trials. Probably the greatest example of cancel culture you can think of in American, at least its foundational days.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. 831-0600. I learned something there. It didn't even hit me.
Yeah.
Brian, good call. Joel. Hey, Joel, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Hey, good, man. Good. What do you think about this?
Yeah, this whole cancer culture, you hit it right on the head, cancer. It's about what it is. And my only comment was, I mean, I hear a lot of people say, oh, liberal this and liberal that. And, I mean, I know you're a history guy. I'm a history guy.
Right.
These aren't liberals. These are like Marxist leftists anymore. I mean, they're not your traditional liberal. And I hear you. I don't mean cutting them down. I'm as conservative as a guy. I'm a Reagan Republican, but I just they're not really liberal. I mean, if you want to call the dog what it is,
yeah,
they're Marxists.
I kind of get where you're coming from. I have to agree with you, Joe.
We got to push back.
Yeah, Joel, to your point. Let me credit what Joel just said. Joel, to your point again. I don't throw those words out there, but. That is, I mean, that's just a history what you just brought up. That's what the Marxists and the Marxist Leninists used to do when they come in and take over a country. They wipe away their culture.
Exactly. And when are they going to come for me?
Well, I don't know if they're going to come for you. I'm just saying they're going to wipe away the culture. I think we got too many arms for protective measures. I don't think they're coming for you. But to your point, he historically is correct. If I use that term Marxist communist, that's what they do. I'm not going to call them all Marxist communists. It's just that's what the first thing they do is they just want to get rid of all the culture and things that have been in the past.
Hmm.
It's kind of interesting on that one. Let's go to Holly. Holly, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Good.
First time actually being on, I didn't even realize the station. I just found it this morning.
Oh, great, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Hey, Holly, the FM or AM side?
I am on the FM side.
Good. We like hearing that. Thank you so much.
So, absolutely. So, he asked me what I wanted to talk about, and I guess until we're talking about cancel culture, I've done, of course, a whole lot of research recently about, you know, all of this stuff and, you know, how crazy these leftists are.
Right.
But, yeah, kind of, I guess, and I don't know if this is necessarily cancel culture, but I definitely think that, you know, they are, you know, kind of trying to run us instead of, you know, kind of the government run stuff and not so much, you know, us kind of, you know, speaking for ourselves or, you know, kind of doing what we want to. They're kind of telling us what we need to do. which, you know, is totally not a good thing.
Holly, you said Roger asked an interesting question. Let me ask you this. Roger, and this is kind of a neat question. And when you say you were doing some research, when, and I'm not saying you had to go far back, but when did you notice from you reading that you're like, man, I can't believe we're getting rid of this? Or was there something that stuck out, or was there something years ago that stuck out that we saw a lot of this really kick in?
You know, that's a good question, because I've recently, like I said, I've looked at the history, which I didn't know a history of a lot of stuff, honestly.
Right.
And had just recently been doing that. But I think that, you know, if I had to pick like a time that kind of stuck out to me, I would probably have to say, you know, I mean, I know the witch hunt stuff that he was talking about. I mean, that's you know, it right there.
Wait,
you know,
are you talking about the Salem witch trials or the Russia hoax?
The Salem witch trials. I mean, that was, you know, because everybody thinks, oh, this stuff is new, or
right,
oh, they're just doing this. And it's been going on for years and years and years. We just never knew about it.
Interesting. Well, hey, Holly, I'm glad. I promise you, I'll give you a reason to listen to Morning Talk Radio. Just keep, I promise you, very fast paced.
I hope so. I'm super excited that I found you guys. I'm telling you, because we got a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world.
We cover
it. I could talk about so much stuff that I'm on Telegram, and I've got all kinds of information from Charlie Ward to Scott McKay to...
Wait, the former FSU quarterback, Charlie Ward?
Yes.
All right. She knows I'm joking. Holly's a good sport. Holly, I got to run. Thank you. I promise you, I'll keep you entertained and keep you glued. More coming up next. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On 295, headed south, just before the Buckman Bridge, there's a bit of light traffic from an earlier accident that has a left lane blocked. Be aware and add an extra 4 or 5 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Rainy with thunderstorms early today, our high 83. More showers tonight with a low of 58. Right now, 70 degrees.
For generations, Made in America has stood for quality and craftsmanship in manufacturing, food production, technology, and construction.
The Made in America label has brought our country economic security and our innovations to the world.
Made in America isn't just a slogan. It's the story of our country, the men and women who sacrificed to build our nation.
It's our commitment to hard work, ingenuity, and to making things better than the way we found them.
America is ready to get back to work.
And we can start by rebuilding our infrastructure,
strengthening our manufacturing base,
and investing in our businesses and our communities.
Made in America means hundreds of thousands of new jobs across the country.
It means new transportation, clean energy, and telecommunications networks.
It means a healthier environment,
national security, and economic freedom.
That's good for our families, good for the world,
and good for our future.
Let's get America back to work.
Let's invest in Florida.
Let's invest in us. Learn more at letsinvestinus.com.
Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions Forum.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Yahoo Finance survey shows most Americans don't support student loan forgiveness. If former President Trump doesn't run in 2024, the candidate who has the strongest showing, according to the CPAC straw poll, is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And some Senate Democrats want to penalize businesses that don't pay a $15 an hour minimum wage.
I'm Lou Dobbs. United Airlines to pay $49 million for defrauding the Postal Service. Giant banks giving time off for vaccinations. Will office buildings survive? Those stories next.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-513-0258. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-513-0258 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-513-0258 to see if you qualify. That's 800-513-0258.
Some international mail entrusted to United Airlines didn't make it into the friendly skies. United has agreed to pay more than $49 million to avoid prosecution for defrauding the U.S. Postal Service by falsifying how much mail it actually delivered on time. While the China virus vaccines remain controversial to some Americans, employers are encouraging their workers to get their shots. The nation's two biggest banks, Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase, will give employees paid time off when it's their turn to take the vaccine. 2 half-days will allow for initial and booster shots. Retail office space empty during the pandemic may face tough sledding in the future. Popularity of working at home may continue after the China virus wanes. Please join me 3 times each weekday for my updates from the Salem Radio Network, right here on this station. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
All right, let's take some more calls. 831-0600. Woody, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just heading into work. I'd like to welcome Holly to the right side and tell her to go ahead and download the app for her phone, because sometimes in the morning you guys don't reach out very far. I'd like to, you know, she said something that I've thought for a long time. These people don't care about cancel culture. They just want control. Everything about the left is control. They want to tell you how to live your life in every facet of society. And it's just getting ridiculous.
It's like they're almost bored.
They're bored with their own lives, so they want to control
ours? Yeah. I mean, who sits on the internet? I mean, who looks up Wikipedia, for example, to find out all the school names in your local school district, to find out if they may have a politically incorrect name, or they might have been ancestry.com might have found out they might have been related to a slave owner 150 years ago.
I don't have time for all that garbage. Yes,
that's
I'm too
right.
Busy trying to enjoy my life and have a good time.
That's right. I'm with you, Woody. I'm with you. Hey, Woody, man, good luck working this morning. Other people are depending on you. So anyway, hey, by the way, one of my friends pointed out, Roger, there's one thing that we cannot cancel culture.
What's that?
We cannot cancel Culture Club.
Okay.
I'll tumble for you. Never mind. Anyway,
little inside joke. Somebody writes like Culture Club. What is that?
That's Boy George's band, right?
Boy George.
You're a big fan, I know.
The transgender Boy George, anyway. 904-831's I Can't Cancel Culture Club. I was like, wow, that got me. More coming up next. The latest with CPAC. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, you take Trump out of the equation, he wins the whole thing. But only 55% in the poll supported Trump for a nomination again. Is that number high or is it low? I don't know. We'll have to talk about it coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB. Don't belong living in your precious
memory. AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.